Corinthians 9:15 says, "Thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift." I think another translation says, "for his indescribable gift." Amen to that. A great encouraging reminder from 2 Corinthians 9:15. Well, I hope you had yourself a blessed Christmas. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship on this December 27th. It is so good to see you. This program, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. We're still celebrating the Christ of Christmas, so let's start things off today with Lifeway Worship. And oh, come, let us adore him as we celebrate this inexpressible gift, Jesus, right here on Sunday Worship. Right, come, let us adore him. You're listening to Sunday Worship. Friend, I hope you are enjoying for many of us, an extended weekend. And I love this great Christmas quote from Augustine. Listen to this. He says, "He was created of a mother whom he created. He was carried by hands that he formed. He cried in the manger in wordless infancy, he the Word, without whom all human eloquence is mute." Thrill of hope Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you deliver will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God.
Said, Mary, did you know? Thanks so much for listening today. This is Sunday Worship. I hope you just had a blessed Christmas. We certainly did. Our church family had Christmas Eve services, candlelight. That was wonderful. Heard a great word from the Word of God. And Christmas morning gathered with loved ones and family. And it's just been a blessed Christmas season. I just pray it's the same for you and your family. And somebody once said there are four stages in the life of a man. The first stage is he believes in Santa Claus. The second stage is he doesn't believe in Santa Claus. The third stage is he is Santa Claus. And the fourth stage in a man's life is he begins to look like Santa Claus. Fred, regardless of what stage or season of life you may be in, God is good in every season of life. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day. Their old familiar carols play. And mild and sweet their songs repeat. On earth, goodwill to men. And the bells are ringing like a choir they're singing. In my heart I hear them. These songs. Despair, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said. For hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth.
Some years ago, a television interviewer was walking the streets of Tokyo at Christmas time, and the interviewer stopped one young lady on the sidewalk and asked, "What is the meaning of Christmas?" And she responded, "I don't know. Is that the day that Jesus died?" And well, friend, there is some truth to her answer. That baby, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Christ was born to die.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye. Born the King of Kings.
Chris Tomlin, O Come, All Ye Faithful. Well, friend, from my family to yours, have a wonderful and blessed Christmas weekend and a blessed new year.